Hello there, I'm Nastasia Tay in Doha with the headlines for you here on Al Jazeera. The army general who led a military takeover in Sudan last month says he will not be part of the future government after the transitional period. Speaking exclusively to Al Jazeera, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan says he's committed to a smooth democratic transition once elections are held in 2023. Last month, the military took power, dissolved the civilian arm of the government and declared a state of emergency.
It is our pledge, a pledge we made to ourselves, the Sudanese people, and the international community, that we are committed to completing the democratic transition, holding elections on time, and committed to not stopping any political activity as long as it is peaceful and within the bounds of the constitutional declaration and the parts that have not been suspended. We also ask the international community to look at the issue critically and through the reality and wait to see what we do. We are committed to handing over power to a civilian government, a government of national competency, and we pledge to preserve the transition from any interference that can hinder it.
Well, vote counting is underway in Nicaragua, where President Daniel Ortega is expected to win a fourth consecutive term. The U.S. has denounced the poll as a pantomime. Ortega jailed 7 challengers and 40 opposition figures ahead of this vote, and the government of neighboring Costa Rica says it won't recognize the poll. Hundreds of thousands of people have rallied across Ethiopia in support of government forces battling a rebel advance. Tigrayan rebels have captured strategic towns along the highway to the capital and have threatened to move on Addis Ababa. China's ruling Communist Party is holding a key leadership meeting in Beijing. President Xi Jinping is expected to further cement his authority. The meeting will also lay the groundwork for the 2022 Congress, where Xi will seek a third term. Hundreds of top party officials, including state leaders, ministers and military chiefs, are all attending. Registration will open for candidates in Libya's presidential and parliamentary elections in the coming hours. December's vote would be the first time that Libyans have directly elected a president since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. These polls are part of a UN-backed plan, which is trying to unite the rival East and West administrations.